Today's shiur is a very, very important shiur. It has to do with chokos in a certain sense, keeping fleshiks away from milchiks. And one of the interesting sources on the Marmakomas is the Tosfos in Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Let's start there. Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. The Gemara talks about Ke'ein Tfisa Achas. The Mishnah says, Shneach Sanoim Ochlem Al Shulchan Echad Zebosev Zegvina V'ein Choshen. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says. The Gemara says, Lo Shonu Elo Shein Makirin Zezeh. Aber Makirin Zezeh Osur. What are you afraid about? One's going to take from the other. So end up eating flesh and similar together. Beza and Achsonoshin is Archel, the Pundik Echot, Zebom and Atzofo, and Zebom and Adorom. Right? One comes with a piece of meat, Tichosa, one comes with a Gvinosa, a piece of cheese. Ochon al Shulchan Echot, Zebosa, and Zegvina, and Choshin. Osu Ella, but Tvisa Achas. Tvisa Achas, Akataitoch, Ella Kein, Tvisa Achas. And the details of Makpidim, speaking by Sasur, fine. Rashi. Zebom and Atzofon, again, Shneachson on the Mishnah. En locha sheyocho zemishal chaver. Zebom and Atzofon, Alma, Tafka b'she'ein makirin ze eze ka'oma. The Diga de Gemara is a Chiddush. One is from north and from south. Rabbi say, who lives to the north of Washington Heights? Who lives to the north of Washington Heights? Who lives to the south of Washington Heights? We came together. We had a good time together. Just because one came from the north, one came from the south. That means they don't know each other. They don't get together. So that's a little Chiddush and Rashi. No? Not so posh. That's what Rashi says. Fine. Weiter. Ela v'lo osu l'haos bas magvina al shulchan ha tfisa achas b'kerech echot. Tfisa achas ha daitam. But v'lo shulchan ochol. This is a question what the Rashi means. Is mamish together? Mamish? No, kein. What does kein mean? Zog tais. Tup shakim. It all starts with these two pshatim and tosis. The whole sugya starts on both sides with the two pshatim and tosis kuf zayinam at base. Kain. V'im yesh dover mafsik lohave kain tfisa achas. Where do you get this from? Avodah Zarah daf nun. Of all places. Avne makulis. Wee. Kame tfisa achas, kame shein tfisa, svehechi damik onto ika gova beni beni. Can you imagine that? Lefichach. Noagin achshav kshezeh ochel bosa zeh ochel gvina al shulchan echad menichin lechem o kankan o shakelim mahafsik beintayim as per the avodah zarah daf nun or the equivalent o ochel al mapa acheres tahavi ken shtei tfisos atka. It's a famous heker, Rabosai, that's open right to the Shulchan Aruch because we're supposed to say we have only one. You have a very small assignment today. One sif. One sif. How big could it be already? One sif. Okay. Simen peches. One sif. Sif beis. Aleph we did yesterday. Ha di ha'as ola ha'alas al shulchan davka b'shnei b'nei adam ha'makirin zeh zeh. Afilu makpidim zeh zeh. Tomorrow says let's lay on in that low plug. Fine. That's a Gemara. Now comes Tosfos. Vafilu ha-makirim im osu shumat heker kagon shekol echad ochel ha-mapa shalo vafilu ochel ha-mapa achas v'nosen b'neim pas lehekeiro mutter. Tosfos. Ramo. V'davka shein ochel min ha-pas ha-muna b'neim leheker. That's worthless if they're eating from it. That's no heker. Normally, some waiter comes around and pours, and they put the pitcher on the table where normally it's not found. Because normally it's not on the table at all. For koshkein, nosa shem menorah or shadvarim shal hashulchan tavi heker, which is not normally there. Fine. That's the end of the. Well, once we're finished, we're here. Let's finish up the last few lines. Totally different, then. Totally unrelated. Because the hearim shlo dishlos mikli echad mishem shamachal nidbak bakli, the kolshken shlo yochli pas echad Also the last four lines, different, does not have to do with the main thrust of the sif, which we have to discuss. We'll get to it at the end of the shiur. Okay? So far, so good? Yeah? But first, there's only one problem. There's another pshat in Tosfos. And according to the pshat in Tosfos, this has no source. And the other pshat in Tosfos sounds like it's maybe even better. Let's do the second pshat in Tosfos. The Yesh Mefarshim. Look carefully. The Yesh Mefarshim. The Lo Osro Lebetfisa Achas Koloma Shehein Behot Soachas. One bank account. Kagon Achim Shekonu Esek Betfisa Achas Tfisa Bias. Each one is trying to find a different source in Shas where the word Tfisa is used. They brought a Esrik from the common estate that they Yashin from their father. From Abbasu Kuflam Zayim. Who cares? They're going to take from one another. If it's for one bank account, they're mamish. One household. Means I know he's my friend. He has his bank. I have my bank. But we're friends. If this is the pshat, the entire din has absolutely no basis whatsoever. Okay, so say, look, the Rabbanon, Sfeika the Rabbanon Lukula, have a right to pass like the first day and Tosfos against the second day. Not so bad. It's interesting to see some of the gory details. I think the details are very important over here. Take a look at Rabosai in the Yad Avraham. He always has good details. Nirlan is daiti, leforish. The ma'iri shedarkam lechol kolechon mipas shalom. Lishos mikli shalom. Normally, each one has his own role, and drinks from his own pitcher. Shemachi lo havi heker elim kain shein ochel klal mimenu. The ochel echad man mimenu lo havi heker shkein dakal lechol kolechon mipita. Avozein dakal lechol kolechon al mapas shalom. Oh. The reason why map is good, because they normally don't have their own separate placemat. Okay. The kech dat mecha v'yekem ha'shochon kolechal ha'map v'fnei atzmo. Rabosai. Very, very important. Very, very important. Comes out that if they normally have placemats, some homes, by show of hands, when you eat supper, the typical supper, you know, in your house, with your parents, whatever, everyone's eating the same menu. How many of you have some kind of a placemat under which the plate goes? It's a miut, but a miut godel maod. It's a significant amount of the talmidim in the shir. So for you, you want a placemat? Oh, no problem, placemat. That's ridiculous, is the Yad Avraham. The placemat was just a yesterday when you're both eating chicken. Now I'm eating chicken, you're eating pizza. It's no hacker. Yes. Interesting question. Somebody asked me before about different colored dishes. I have yellow placemats for milchiks, and I have blue placemats for fleishiks. Would that help? Don't think so. I don't think so, because we don't find this color coordination, although we all have it in our various kitchens. It's officially sanctioned by the Chacham. Yes?
What if you have just the table itself is considered milchiks, and only the fleishik people are eating on fleishik?
That's also okay. That's fine. But but yesterday, whenever Nate Milchiks, there was no placemats. Yes, sir.
Just to sort of piggyback on what I'm saying, I actually do have Milchik and Fleishik ones, and they look totally different. One's like made out of like a fabric. The other one's like plastic. And they look totally different.
Maybe. I want to say to me it's a chiddush. We don't make up our own. I'll put a big flashing light. Don't eat meat. Don't eat milk. We don't have the cell phone flashing on the table. That's your own heck here. I don't know if we have a right to follow our own heck here. If it's the Chazal Institute of their heck here. I don't know if we have a right to just make up our own. I don't know. Yeah?
Let's say you're eating at a table that's large enough that it's a clear heck without even eating that you're
we'll get to that. Yeah?
Didn't say that if it's like a candle lamp or during the day, so if it looks so different, it can never confuse the two, wouldn't that be big
enough? He's saying a chiddush. The pasuk is that the Yad Avraham is saying, once again, if they normally have a mappa, then it's not a hecker. You're suggesting a different color, different fabric. I don't know. And right away he gives away the whole secret in the last line. A different particular case. One pass, two pass. Kamosha Kosul, then Nida, Kuf Sadihe, Sif Gibel Bago. Rabbi Osa, who's married in this room? Who's married? So also quite a bunch of guys. You have to know about Hilchos Nida. And Hilchos Nida, one of the halachas, I don't like to discuss Hilchos Nida too much, the Bokhrim. But this I can discuss, this is not graphic in any which way. It's all about when a couple is, which a woman is a Nida, which is a X percent of the time, how do they eat together? It's a Mishnah of Fereshis in Shabbos. What do you do? In many, many areas, we shall see, is an equation made between Bochus and Becholov, sounds strange, and the laws of Baal v'Ishto Nida. And we'll have to see why, how they're the same, how they're different. It's a running theme in today's Shia. So you already have to see the first instance of it comes up right away in the end of this Yad Avraham. Okay? Fine. So far, so good. It's interesting. Is a question about salt shakers. We just saw salt shakers. Who has separate salt shakers for flesh and looks in your house? Raise your hand. Okay, most people are not raising their hands. But it's enough in the Ramo. They both say, tell me, is everybody talking about salt shakers? No. Ah, what's he talking about? Yeah, you dip. A salt shaker? You don't dip. So the Baal HaShulchan says, and so in the back of the new beautiful Shulchan Aruch HaMavur, he's Mekel. He says, come on, it's salt, you don't really need two. Well, somehow, Bach would have two, you don't really need two. And then I saw in the Baal HaShulchan, he was not so sure, you can be mekel about it. You know why? Maybe steam? Especially if there are kids around. Kids, they know there's no boundaries. You know, they'll put their greasy hands, fleshings, and the greasy hands, milk hooks, and they're all confused. Yes?
I've heard more with ketchup bottles that people have.
Ketchup bottles, same similar idea. We try to make our chokas where it's appropriate. Some of us complain in our cafeteria, some of them they're on separate. Is that true?
Yeah, I have
dispensers. Don't tell me, it's the same stuff as for fleshings, for milk, the ketchup, the mustard. Someone gave me a whole complaint.
It's different because you don't have to be into it.
Some people do bring food.
Some guy's gonna let it go into the French fries, or maybe. Not this year, but some other, you know, it's a big cafeteria. Yes, I'm sorry.
The food that's coming out of these dispensers, that has never been touched by any of this. Anyone touches the spirit.
It's only what comes out. Like okay, I hear what you're saying. But, yes.
Are these things that we should be worried about? Because really, isn't this none of it's going to come to a Doraisa.
Correct.
So why would you be more machmer over here?
I'll tell you why. There are many reasons to be machmer, which I will now delineate to you. Yes. Listen, yeah.
When we were talking before about it, when we mentioned Nida,
yeah.
Isn't Nida the whole thing with the hecker? Isn't it like, I was talking about it with someone else before this, isn't it Xera, like, to give the Xera to eat with your wife? Isn't it more because there's a heter to be, no heter because of a yichud? So isn't it, and that it's very.
Yeah, so Dovi is saying that all the hachokas we have between a man and his wife is a Nida, there are many of them, the whole Siman Kuf Sadeh is about them, is all predicated on the fact that a man is permitted to be alone with his wife in seclusion when she is a Nida, even though when it comes to all other Isuri Arayas, it's prohibited. That's a Gemara, in Sanhedrin. Suga Bashal Shadab, that's Lama Zayin. Tosfos explains by Richus. And the Rosh, I believe, is the one who says that because we're so Mekel, when it comes to Yichud, we're Machmer and everything else. Okay? That's a point well taken. Good, but that's the bottom line. Is such a thing exists, Rabosai? This heker that we have in Tosfos, right, the first day in Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Stop. Usually, the Shulchan Aruch is a Rambam man, right? Usually, we all know that the Rambam, Machaber holds that the Rambam is the end. That's the greatest of all great. The Rambam. The Rambam writes a perek tes alochah chaf aleph. Shnei achsen noyim sheena makirin zeh ochnal shulchan echad zebosel behemav zegvina meshein the gas libo bezeh. But if Akira says it's usher, no ands, no ifs, no buts. Kosta b'tura rachayim simekufayim gimel. Shafilu Akira says mutarin ayadei sheafsiku b'neim bekankan obalechem או שיוכל קולך על הבבא של הולך לבדו. ושם כוספתי מאיזה טעם או ריף ורבנו חלוקים בזה. Who wrote the Kesef Mishnah, Rabbi Ozai? Yosef Karo. And what's his famous rule, the opening line of Beis Yosef in his introduction? Who is the court of three people that he convened, living in three different generations, that he follows? The Riff, the Rambam, the Rosh. He just said now that the Riff and the Rambam both omit this leniency. They probably held it the second day in Tosfos. So how can the Mechaba quote over here Bistam in Simen Kuf, in Simen Peches, Sif Beis? He has a whole thing, Mapa Shalom. The Heker, Pas, what's this? Why is he following Tosfos? Even Tosfos 2 days. That's problem number one, why he should have been Machmir. Problem number two is that the second Pshat Tosfos is better. Why is it better? Because it's all one big Hemshech. Our Sugya here, Rabbi Ozai, Kuf Zayin and Beis, is one Hemshech, Rabbi Ozai. Look, the Gemara says, come on, Makirin or Ain Makirin. Gemara says they're coming from the north and coming from the south. Right? They're not, there's no Chashash. And the Gemara explains, Tzvi Sachas. What does Tzvi Sachas mean? Tzvi Sachas means, you know, it's coming from the same bank. And Kain Tzvi Sachas means, no, if they know each other, it's also as if it's coming from the same bank. It's all one Hemshech. According to Tosfos, first chap, whoa, from left field, a whole new din, which has no basis originally, comes out. So Rashi gives a pshat, well, he's coming from north, he's coming from south, they must not know each other. Right? We slugged it up from today's shir. People come from, live north of here, live south of here, they know each other very well. Tomorrow we'll be eating lunch together. So what Rashi's pshat is not so 100% gavaldic. Tosfos' second pshat seems to be a little more glatt. A little more glatt. Yeah.
Mark, isn't an Aksanai somebody who's traveling usually?
Yeah.
So if they're here in the shir, we're not really traveling. We're all
you're
traveling.
Right. Okay.
So if you're traveling north to the south, you wouldn't necessarily know somebody.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah. Well taken. I'm not chaschor bezalz and cover the Rashi chaschor. But on a simple level, Tosfos says second pshat just fits in my. So Rabbi Ozai, let's look at the Vilna Gaon. And I asked someone to put it on. Is it ready? I want to show you the Gemara that the Vilna Gaon is going to quote. We'll first see the Gaon himself, and then we'll see the original source, which is the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel. This is very important, Rabbi Ozai, on so many levels. Shabbos, Yud Gimel, Talmud Bavli, Shabbos, Yud Gimel, and Manal. That's where going to be seen. Well, let's see the grow. The beer I grow right over here in Simon Peches, Siv Cotton Base. Everyone with me? Oh. Zui in the Pirish region of Tosfos. Aval the Pirish Shani Shom Osir. Because of a rush, the same thing. Chem Posa Vagos Mordechai Perekama de Shabbos. The Osir. The Ferish. Pasim the Ferish of Tosfos. Tofnun Base. Based upon the Gemara. Af al gav the Arminan beperek kama de Shabbos daf yud gimel amud alef, and he quotes an excerpt. He expects to know shas by heart. Hachi hash the hosam deyas ika shinui leka mashma de hecha the ika shinui mutter. If there are two people and there is a shinui, it's mutter. Here's here, two people, one in flesh, one in milchiks, and it's a shinui. No, says the Mordechai. He di chuyahi. That's only a dichu we'll see in a second in the Gemara. Tlotivshet mina, avle maskana, harminan toshma, elahorim lo v'chule, vik alemeim adochanami v'achila, v'sefer avyo adnid asham, adkan. So the Gemara speaks in riddles. I'm actually much bigger than this. I mean, what do you have there? Talmud Bavli? If you make it much bigger, I appreciate it. I'm going to read as big as you can. As big as it gets? Good. Can we see in the back? Can't see it? Bigger.
It's not on. All right, now it's good.
It's on? Can you read it? Is it big enough in the back? Make it bigger. One more. Ah. Can we read it now? Huge.
Rabban also.
Oh yeah, if you give me the chidush Ramban, that'll be for later. Let's do this first. One thing at a time. Rabosai, I don't know if any of you saw this Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara said to look there, but most of you probably didn't see it yet. We'll see it now. Okay, let's read together. Okay. The boilahu. Okay. Nida mao shetisha nimbala hibe bigdo vahuba bigdo. Whoever's married knows this is ridiculous. No one's going to do such a crazy thing. But the Gemara wants to know. Maybe it's okay. Amar Rav Yosef Toshma. Of all places to prove whether Nida and her husband can be in the same bed as long as they're clothed, can you believe it? Ha'of ole magfina ala shulchan inu nechel. Rabbi say, in our minds, these are so... I mean, with all due respect, a piece of chicken. But I mean, this is... Dear Rabbi Beis Shammai, so what do you see? That there's a harchok over there. What's it know? Shani Hasam the Lekadeos. What does that mean? One person is eating. There's no two people. No one can remind anybody else. So the one person has to be much more careful. Hokinami Mistava, the Hekadika De Shani, the Katani Sefer. Rashbag Omer. Period. Oh, if you stop here, slam dunk. Frek the Gemara, you forgot the second part of the Gemara of Kuf Zayin. Flavit Maralom, Rab Chanin Barami, Yom Shmuel. Lo Shonu, Elo, Shein, Makirin Zeh, Ava Makirin Zeh, Zeh Asurim, Haninami. I hope the husband and wife know each other. Makirin zeh zeh ninu. I sure hope so. So Makirin zeh zeh rabosai. Nothing works. Okay, ashto. Hosom deos ika shinui leka. In other words, they forget. They're two people, but there's no shinui. Hocha ika deos vika shinui. So you have two things going for you. Oh, ika di amri. Toshma, da 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 da. Hosam deas ika shinu lekoch ika deas ika shinu. So therefore, the Gemara is trying to say, if you have deos and shinui, it's going to work. Now, if you stop here right away, the Vilna Gaon is saying, a befurish the Gemara mesech the Shabbos that if you'd given them an aleph, that in our case with his deos and the shinu being the mappa, the pas, the kankan, you name it, it's going to work. The problem is the Gemara and Shabbos does not end here. If all would end here, we have Mefurish the Gemara and Shabbos, what? Like the Shulchan Aruch. The problem is the Gemara does not end here. The Gemara goes on. When the Gemara goes on, you have major problems. Oh. Toshma Lo Yochal Azovim Azovim Mishim Hergal Aveir. That's the Mishnah. Hachanami, Deus Ika, Shinu Leka. Oh, so Deus Ika, Shinu Leka, you need Deus and Shinu. Toshma, this is the Gaon quoted. The Abaki and Yechesko, right? Velahorim lo achal. What's the thing? The Enev lo Nasa, El Gilula Beis Yisrael, Ves Eishes Re'eu lo Tive, Vel Isha Nida lo Yikrov, Makish Isha Nida lo Eishes Re'eu. Two together. Ma'eshes Re'eu, Rabbo say, everybody understands. I sure hope so. That everyone understands that someone else's wife, who be bigdo, vihi be bigdo, sir. I hope everyone understands. I don't have to explain that to anybody. Everyone understands that? Baruch Hashem. Everyone understands. I mean, in this room, everyone understands that. Okay. Af, ishto nida, hu be bigdo, vihi be bigdo, asur, shmamina, shine. We resolve the question, what? Le what? Le kula le chumra. The Tanish wants to start off. Who be big dog? Who be big dog? I need that. Asur. What do I conclude? Asur. Rebbeinu shel olam comes to Mordechai and says, "You see, it's asur. In those yesh deus v'yesh shinui, it's still asur. So therefore, he passes the farish against the Shulchan Aruch. He passed like the second day in Tosis. Mefurish Gemara on Shabbos. Taf Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph at this point in time. Yes, Ariel.
If that was true, it would have said that Pasul Chol would be the same way. No?
It's in effect says it.
It doesn't actually. It doesn't prove from.
Okay, but that's what it comes out. The Maskanas Gemara seems to be that notwithstanding the fact of Yesh Deis and Yesh Shinui, it's still Aser, right? Ishta Nida, Yesh Deis, he and her, and is a Shinui who bebigda. And it's still Aser. So by the same token, it should be Aser when it comes to the meat and the milk. So on both sides, only one thing. It's already the second time that the story doesn't end here. The story keeps going, keeps unfolding. Now listen to what's going on over here. Look at this amazing conclusion. Upliga the Rabbi Pedas. I'm Rabbi Pedas. In other words, the conclusion over here that says that this drasha Toshma, and they compare it to Yecheskel, etc. as the answer Pedas. I'm Rabbi Pedas. Lo Osra Torah Ela Kurva Shel Gili Arayas Bulvad. Mamish Chalila V'Chas relations of Gili Arayas. Nothing else that the Torah prohibit. Shenema Ish Ish El Kol Sher Psaro Lo Sikavu Legalas Erva. Do you believe it? Everything else Lo Osra Torah. Now, boss, I don't jump to any conclusions right away here. Don't think, oh, I have no problem with mixed dancing. I have no problem with anything. I've said to the other one, but I'm a fairish. Don't jump to any conclusions. Boss, said, don't leave the room right now. He knows why to leave. That's for sure. Okay? Ulo, ki avi osim ibe rav, avi menashik lula ach vosei, abe chadayu. He would kiss his sister on the hand, whatever. Upligi di dea di dea. Toma ulo. Afilu shum korva us osur shum lech lech amir nazir schoschol le karmel osikrov. So it's a question of being careful not to chalila b'chas fall into an avera. So he's telling us don't go near a vineyard because you drink wine. It's the end of the sugya. The second half of the sugya is very frightening. Famous ton of the belio, a talmud echad then died young. Because he was not careful with his wife and Yemel Libuna. Not going to, that's a whole different story, but not for this long. Now ask your boss, what really is the Maskanas HaGemara? Comes the Gemara. That's now that you've seen the Gemara, let's see the Gemara. You have an open to the Gemara, you all have the Gemara, it should be right in front of you. Okay. So the Hagos Mordechai said what? It's Chazir again. Afal gab darmina per kama to Shabbos Yud Gimel. Hochi yash hosam deyes ika ishinu leko. Mashu dehechi ika ishinu mutter. No! Hau dichuyi! Tlo tipshit mina. Aval la maskona. Ho armina na toshma ala horam vlo vachule. Ika de mema nami hochi nami vachila. The Poshup Shat, as the Gro said, based on the Poshup Yudches li Yudches, that there's an Iser, even if the Yudeyes, and Shinu, so far, both said Shulchan Aruch is against the Gemara. So far. Okay. Likut. A Likut means the Gro had other ksavim which they put on the Shulchan Aruch. Ayin mashkasati b'malkamachet. That's what he just wrote a few lines ago. Sikon Beis. The Zel, the Pirish Rishon Shal Tosis, Rosh Mordechai. Pirish Sheni Yosef. As it says in the Rosh of the Hedja, Tosis we saw. Kuf Tzareis of Gimel. Elim Ken Yeshua Tzmaichos Nidim. Kos the Mordechai, Perkama the Shabbos. Smag Shaposkin, the Kama Sham Hosam Deis Igashinu Leka, Toshma Lo Yochal, Hachinami Deis Vechule, Hulich Ora Tamua. Says the Gra. Ozel if Yasaka Daita, Avolafi Maskana Ifshit the Afilim Bigda Osir, Chenik Shavagos Mordechai Sham, who Kapirish Enshot Tosas Lech Vechulin Hanal the Osir. Rebbeinu Shalalim. What's going on? Skipping the next few lines. So far, it's Rabbosi, a total strikeout for the Shulchan Aruch and the first day. And Tosfos based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Avol kima einis beinicha. The Vilna Gaon said, you look carefully, it's okay. Look very carefully. Rabbosi, very carefully. Let's read together. Tamir and Shom, who pligad Rabbi Pedas. But I and Tosfos Shom pligad Rabbi Pedas. Rashi the Pirish v'chule. Again, the chosim of Farash Rabbeinu Tam, the pligad Rabbi Pedas v'chule. Also, this v'chule. What does that mean? We're not going into the Tosfos for the moment. Fahash al karchach muchach the bebasa becholov al karchach mutter b'shinu. The imlokein lo muchach the pliga. What does that mean? He's not explaining too much. He's talking in riddles. We'll see momentarily. For the lechel manida, the bamim basa becholov, kama shekasta begemara sham, lo dami l'shchiva dasim and atara mishum lo tikrevu, kama shekasta sham, shlo naso ponim la Torah, shere amra Torah, vel isha v'chule, roslam al shchiva, kama shekasta sham ki aster avdimi b'marava v'chule, ayin tosu sham, muchak beferish arishin shal tosu sanaf, hakert, muchal l'kula. This is gibberish. You don't know what he's talking about. What's he saying over here? Please open to the Ramban in Masech the Shabbos. Can you get it from him?
It's on, yeah.
What's on?
Just click the tab next to it.
Click the tab.
No, the tab right next to where it says Talmud Bavli.
Talmud Bavli. Yeah. I see Shabbos Yud Aleph, yeah.
And the tab there that you just passed by.
I don't see any tabs. Higher? Chidush Haram. There you go. He's always far ahead of me. Thank you so much. This is the Ramban Rabosai, which is found in two places. We have over here on the screen the Ramban on that daf in the Gemara. A similar, even better with Ramban is found in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the Ramban wrote questions on the Ramban. In Mitzvos Lo Sasei Shin Nun Gimel. The background there is, and it's important for this as well, that the Rambam Paskins that will say these kind of touching, which is affectionate touching, which could lead to Bia Chas V'Shalom, is in and of itself an Issa Daraisa. Issa Daraisa. Those sick, you get Malchus for it. You get Malchus for it. If you get Malchus for it, Rabosai, Chas V'Shalom, you do it, you're Posoliatus. Once at a wedding, and they had designated two Aden, and the Mesagish was a Rosh Shiva from Gateshead, and he was looking around, and he sees that one of the Aden, some lady walks over, and then the Kabbinic Europeans, and some of them, he gives her a kiss. He says to them, He's out. He's Pasul Yedis, going to the Rambam. He considered this to be included in that character. Now the Rambam is not clear that's really true, honestly. We happen to have the Rambam in front of us because we happen to have Sefer Kedusha. And Sefer Kedusha, we know what the Rambam is. Sefer Kedusha has three parts, right? Yisra Biya, Machalos Asuris, and Shchita. We're skipping the first because not that we did last year greatly. The third is Shchita, which we're not doing this year either with Masech Tachulin. We're focusing on Machalos Asuris. But we happen to have this in the same value. So, the Rambam writes very famously, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Chof Aleph, Halacha Aleph, world famous Rambam. Kol Abo'al Erevim and Arayas Derech Evorim, which means, I'm going to say it very graphically. They were in bed together, but it was only by Derech Evorim. There was a lot of contact with their limbs, but there was no penetration. O Shechibek V'Nishek, he hugs her and he kisses her, derech tava, in an erotic way, v'nene b'kirav basar, and he enjoys this closeness. Whereas a lokim in a Torah, lo sikav legal aserva. The question becomes: how far do you go with this? Right? How far do you go with this? They went to the dance, or he gives her a kiss, a peck on the cheek. I don't know at the wedding. Is he posoliatus as a result of this Rambam? The gates at a Rav said yes. Posoliatus, enough on a Rambam. It's not so clear. I'll give you a Maramukam in print, which just wants to be make. Yes?
Does it because of what we spoke about last year, does it make a difference here or not?
Well, the Rav was assuming that the lady that this guy was kissing was a married woman. He's probably right. That's Hashis Rei or Mamish. Okay?
I
think Leila was wearing a shetel. That's crazy, no? A shetel, yeah. But whatever. I can't explain certain things. Something just beyond my understanding. I don't understand it. I don't want to give a comment. It's not really our engine this year, but we have to. It's right. Can't pass it up, Rabbi. It's right here in the middle of the thick of the sugya. Okay? Shut b'nei bonim. Rav Henkin Shlita from Eretz Yisrael, from Yishalayim Rakodesh, he writes, he thinks that's a terrible thing, these mixed dances, it's terrible. He used to be a rabbi in Bet Sha'an with the B'nai Akivinex up there. Maybe they wrote the fiery letters, they can't do it. But he said, to be honest, I don't think it's an Issa D'Oraisa even according to the Rambam. Now, Rabbi said, who in this room eats cheese with his chicken? Nobody. It's only the Rabbanan. Okay, so even if it's the Rabbanan, doesn't mean how to do it, Chas V'Shalom. But you may not be posuliatus as a result, whatever it may be. Just give you a little bit, one marabok, you can look it up if you want. He says it's only if it's much more than just that. Okay, anyway, fine. So the Ramban quotes this, Rambam, and he argues with him. It's not true. Lohoyu devore me'olam. As a matter of fact, the Magad Mishneh quotes it. Aval Ramban nechlek ole basokos shechib al sefer mitzvahs. I said Los, I say Shindon Gimel, but Rosh Hazos Shem Sifra Ein Ola Smachta, the Ein Kan Malchus Min Torah Ela Bebia Gemura Haroa, nothing less. The Ramban, famous Ramban, all these Shiva guys know about this Ramban. Don't tell me why they should know about it, but they know. They say, oh yeah, the Rebbe said I'm going to go burn somewhere because of this. Nah, I hold the Ramban. My boy said the Ramban said it's us. He said it's the rice. We're not ready to take a chrayas for someone who's over their abonnons. But anyway, has it to do with this sugya? So again, I can't read the entire Ramban, it'll take me a little bit too far afield, but this Ramban is too good to pass up, and I even brought the Sefer HaMitzvahs with me as well, because maybe you want to even read a little bit from just an extra line, which may be relevant as well there. Let's take a look over here. This is basically it. Okay. So what did Rapadah say? Lo Asra Torah, the Kireva Shel Gili Arayis, the Hainu Tashmish Mamash, she doesn't mince words. Veshakurva Afil Kirev Basim Ad Rabbananu, Vehibe Bigda Afil Ad Rabbanan, Lekha Lemigzar. So Rashi says, it should be Mutter. Rashi Shel is Mutter. It shouldn't make any Xeris. Wait a minute. Velo Mechuvali. The Maskana, the Ofu Gvina, Lo Ola Velo Nechal. Afil Mandama Basar Of Ad Rabbanan. Hey, we do make zeres. The Yafal Gad Rav Yosef Lohavi Saber Hochi Mikor Perikol Abasa. But that's the maskana. Okashali. Otu Hebe Bigdoli De Shar Kurva to Rabbanan Osi. Did they Gili Arayis Lo Osi? What are you joking me? You think, says the Rambam, that if he and she are in the bed together and they're clothed, it's not going to lead to a Giri Ayetzer to lead to Gili Arayis Mamish? What are you kidding me? What are you joking me? Much less than at least the Gilead rights. For Yochel Azava Mazava, the Hergal Avera, the Tashmish come on. They can't even eat together. They can't eat together. They certainly can't sleep together. Even if they're clothed. Yochel Iker Bayon Mishim Shinu Yvideyas Udi Asin and Allah. Lo Mishim Kula the Kareem. There's no Kula. For Sukashi Mekesha Gufa. Ma'ein Eshes Ish Nishtosh Nida. He would big though, What are you kidding? Normally they don't, in those days, by the way, it's clear in the Gemara, by the way, it's clear as day in the Gemara, no one heard of pajamas. Nothing with men and women. There's look in the Gemara at the end of Brachas, talks about when a person gets up in the morning, no one ever heard of pajamas. It's a new invention, pajamas. It's clear, am I right? Clear as day, they slept with nothing, under a sheet of blanket, nothing. So if a couple got married, they also slept with nothing. They didn't own pajamas. There was no such thing. Who would be big dog and he would be big dog means they wore their clothes. He went in with his shirt and his pants, like the way you're dressed now. And she went in with her skirt and a blouse. And they didn't own pajamas. There was no such thing. That's clear from the Gemara. Okay. Says the Ramban. Kavish to came with Lori Gili Bacha. They don't sleep in clothes. Ikashinui. Yeah, but Gabayeshes ish leka lechutzpa pritzusa. What are you crazy? You see with someone else's wife because you're wearing your shirt and she's wearing a skirt and blah. What are you crazy? What kind of comparison is it to neither? What's going on over here? Maybe with the kakashis. Alanir dachi perusha b'sugya. Tabina meikara hebe bigdal behuve bigdal ishari. Aid is kirva. The stam yeshenim bebit achas nagi ahadodi brachas chavdal. He got govus. Umesanam ahadodi kedichsev im yishgu shnayim vecham lahem poskan kohelas. He can name chibuk vechashash bia. Also of Yosef the mifshet by surah shem chashasha de bia. You're afraid of bia. Vafiluk shetim tzaloma the kriva sharya. Listen carefully. The kriva itself, in and of itself, assuming it's mutter, it's also because of the chashash bia. They're two separate isurim on both sides. Kriva in and of itself and chashash bia. That's the holy soul of this big Rambam. The itchi shem shinui v'deis. Maybe there's no isur of chashash bia. Shinui v'deis. Hoda pashtina li isura. The kriva gufo asira. The kriva itself. Mekesh desashins. Awesome vade kol kriva asura. If you live below yichud. Below asi hashta li de. I said they're not in seclusion. Now, boss, you ever walk around in the parks, Rachman Litzan, you know, in broad daylight, it's in the streets, Fifth Avenue. And there's this guy and there's this girl and they're doing things which, you know, we shouldn't be doing, Rachman Litzan. No, they're not going to do any be on Fifth Avenue? I don't. That hasn't happened yet. Our city has gone to a very low madrega. Very low madrega. I don't think people will be on Fifth Avenue and not even in Amsterdam Avenue. Some of our neighbors here. There's some level. I mean, come on, Rabbi Sayyid. There's just this, you know. I mean, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tafilu the stakel ba'aser berva. Can't even look at it. I mean, look the shame hano. Afish tonida b'cholinyan aser. So the Gemara said, the karminan hachakesha pliga the rapidas. Tama lo aser torah b'shar b'sher baser elugilu yerva b'lvad. Filu eshes ish davaboru shenesra kol kreva shavolam. Va'kos levom ha'achik me'alecha da'kecha v'altik of a pesach besa. Says the Heilig Rambam, the lav the mishta binder of pedas that tera, the hosvi the chashasha the bia, rab pedas lo airi b'shinui v'deos klal. Rab pedas is not discussing hekera, no hekera, nothing at all. And rab pedas les lehach hekesha v'shari kriva barayos d'she'er upirish lo asra torah lomar. Shumuter, mamish muter. He has pichad am raglayim, tvusab upon him. Shari, Ribbis also malva gives three other cases. Aye, the other cases. Yichud v'kirav basa chashasha debia ika. Rapidas hecha deleka yichud v'chashasha debia u deshari kreva. Rabosai, Rapidas is making in a case. Rabosai. Where there's no iser, there's no chashash of bia chas v'shalom. But it's an intrinsic violation. Rav Pedas denies the intrinsic violation. He denies it midoraisa, he denies it midorabbanan. But only in cases in which there's no chashash bia. Oh, wah. V'i shinui v'deo sagi leheker. V'ishtonida lo mitzer mishum kreva. V'chein ulat v'nashik lachvase abeyadar b'shinu yuhu shalom k'derech anoshkin v'lo yichud. Rapidas b'shinu v'deyas lo ayri klal k'deperishis. What's going on over here? This Ramban is monumental. He had to worry about two separate things with respect to a woman. One is chas v'chalila v'chalila v'chas v'lita bia. Two is the kirva itself is an intrinsic violation. Rav Pedas denies the second. Are you with me so far? So Rav Pedas is arguing with whom? Not arguing with the question of who b'bigda, who b'bigda. No. How do I get back to the Gemara? Press Talmud Bavli?
Yep.
I'm getting the hang of it. I'm going to find it. Whoa! Oh, it worked. Okay. He brought us. That's Chata the Gemara. Mao Shatation, Hebe Bala, Bigdom, Bigdom. And he's talking about oath. They're discussing over here purely the issue of what? The issue of Chashash Bia. The whole sugya. Chasha'oba chasha'ashbiya. Mar says, you know what? Deyas and Shinui would be mutter. The Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says, wait a minute, a whole different story. A whole different story completely. You have a problem of Eishes Re'eu and Ishta Nida, and they're the same. How can they be the same as far as the East, the Chashak? They're the same because, Bosai, there's this concept that there's a, you have to stay away from all, everything. Lo Sikrovu means stay away. Lo Yikrov means stay away. Rapidos, that's not true. Rapidos takes the same exact term, Yikrov, and says, no. What does Yikrov mean? Kirva shel gilui arayos. That's what they're fighting about. Translating the word kirva. It's the machlokas between who and who, I said before. The Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ramban. And the Ramban is going to go to bat with who? With Rabbi Pedos. Pedos like me. It says of a farish in the Tosefta, Sifri, Sifro, I should say. Lo Sikavu means even, you know, another hanky-panky. The Rambam quotes. That's a smach to be alma. Path like Rabbi Pedos. You know what? If you get me the Sefer Mitzvah, is that easy for you? If you get me the Sefer Mitzvah of the other, just to show you a little bit, it's a little bit more beforeish there, and because here he doesn't say beforeish what I wanted, what I thought he said here. I read them both, and I forgot what's where. This is it's a Sefer Mitzvah of the Rambam, and the Ramban has his comments on the side where he doesn't like what. Lo sasei shin nun gimel. But that's the Ramban too.
This is
just the Ramban. Even better. Okay. We're not against the Rambam, Chas v'Shalom, but the Ramban is going to be more economical if we see it. It's coming, it's thinking. It's thinking. It goes. Thinking. Okay. Oh, a little too small. Oh, got big. How'd that happen? Okay. Look, Harab Motza Bryce Azuma Fereshis, the Tolad Dvar Bilan Godel. The famous din, he should be this to us. It's a Beforesh of Sifra. Of a Kvi'i and Ratalmud Ein Adava came. Shabbos Yud Gimel goes through the whole story, right? Tzirat Pedas. Huh? What does it mean, Rabbo say? Eilo sikifu legalas erva nidrash lehem labif ne'atzma kebraisa hashni b'sifro avidrashu b'kreva shalagabi erva b'levad u'mina yaduo b'min haga b'talmud shim hoysa abraisa zu etzlam emes v'ayu dvarav shal Rabbi Pedas chalukin b'kak. Hayu bale gemara mevien osalav the tiyufta. When the kasha and plus we've been slugged up from the enough in the sifra. Must mean that what? That's smach to be alma. Let's say or in meisve. Hold on, meisve. Ilu neva velisha. Umali men a tiyufta and pedas tiyufta. Mavish. He's Rambam makes an imaginary gemara. You know tiyufta twice the knockout. The cave and shlo also came. Novimem, ki etzlam zayisim edirabonon, omenat Torah, chatishir, ein zayikim midrisha, bilav hazel across smachta bialma, and the many sifros and sifros are smachta bialma. And a kreva means be, it gives other rayas. V'akrav elel la motzilas la besulim. Read last week's parasha. He said, you know, I hugged her and I kissed her and I didn't find any besulim. What are you, a madman? You're from China? But Kravala means he had beer with her and there was no psulim. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense, says the Heilige Ramban. Then he gives other examples. I don't want to give so many examples. Okay. Maybe Rabbi Pedas holds this way. Avoshach hachomim shechalukin olav sovim ki akreva afapishena she'ena shelgili arayas asurim and atorah shelkach amru p'tiri Rabbi Pedas. Oh! Maybe it's a machlokas Rabbi Pedas that we pass against Rabbi Pedas. Oh! And the Tosefta, the Sifra, will be like them. No, and here he repeats the same thing he said before. Da, shein machlokos ami pedos v'chaveru b'zeh. No, not discussing this. Amal amay mahayal sheilosim benido imuteras tishka v'mbayla b'mita achas he be bigdo. Aval pishyesh b'yishena b'mita achas kreva v'chimum zeh mezeh kohelas dalit yishu shnayim v'chamlem chol sheyishena b'mita. Achas yev shalom shalom negiya kadit mehosam brachas chavdalit ikar gavas hasert chashbiya parav Yosef less than mitam chashash habiya. How do you know kederach shalosu ba'of Abbas said, there's no lo sikvah when it comes to a chicken. I have cheese, lo sikvah with a chicken. That doesn't say that anywhere in the Holy Torah. Okay? So Chashash is going to eat it. Okay? Fine. Okay. Shini v'deis. Shini v'deis. Hakach bon of yosanu adavar. Meshiyesh mishrivasan. V'mita achas. Kreva v'hanoz amizeh. That itself. Yecheskel. And that says the Gemara. Upligi Rabbi Pedas. That. Alzeh amru. Upligi Rabbi Pedas. That's what it says. By the way, I want to think about by the way over here. Look at this, although for the married men here. He's trying to say like this. Avish to need to be big though, he be big though also. Koloma. Shadova Yadua. Shabesh Esrehu also who Lasos came. It's well known. You don't need a rabbi to tell you this. Be in bed with a woman who's married to somebody else as long as you're both clothed. That's ridiculous. Afilu listaklus ba is also v'kola erva, and he quotes a pasuk over here Mishnah, which he had over there in Afyud Gimel as well. Why am I saying this? The contrast in this Ramban is that all these things are also beishes ish, right? But amuta mishto nida. We all know that before shadin, you better notice it if you're married. And when your wife is a nida, histaklus ba is permissible. Can you imagine a man, I hope there's no one in this room like that, his wife is married, puts on his blinders, you know, he says, honey, I can't look at you now for 2 weeks because you're, what are you, she'll throw you out of the house so fast, she'll run out of the house so fast, she won't throw you. Before she did, how can it be? We all know a person looks, it's not just mean to see for a second, it's to look intently, could lead to evil thoughts, to evil deeds. It's his own wife. He's allowed to think about her, just not in a neurotic way at that time. But he's permitted. Okay? That's what I'm saying is this. The kol or erva by Eshes Ish. I want to be medayik from this Ramban that kol isha erva is mutter for ish tonid. Again to Pesach Shuv. Pesach Shuv is a sarachim. Shuv is a supuk. Rabbi Vadya, where are my Sephardi friends? Rabbi Vadya is mekel. Rabbi Vadya passes in Yechav Adas, I believe, or Yabi Omer, that kol ish tonid is mutter. And the Pesachet Shuvah is Mesupik, or Moshe is Mesupik, we have to be Machmir, and I want to be Megil, and I think I've arrived in this Ramban. If I'm borrowed from the Ramban in the middle of nowhere, because he's contrasting, you follow my logic? He's contrasting what? His Taklos Eshes Ishes also, as opposed to a Nida, so Kol Erva also. Alright? Hachem, you don't get a Pesach Besa. That doesn't apply to a Nida for sure not. That's why I want to make this extra little dig. I wanted to show it to you. The whole thing is more clear anyway here in the Sefer Mitzvahs a little bit more than we had in the Ramban. V'ne kula me'enlem ha'medrish ha'zeh me'lo sikru l'galo serva. That's it. And therefore Rapidos is matir. L'os v'tarim it's also even with Rabban it's mutter. Again, the same riots. Megillah of Beis, Pish Yodayim, Arbaponim, Ribbis, exactly the same thing. And the Korah, again, the Daiti Abraisa Shnuyah B'Sifra is only this shchiva bekira basar shushnei marumim ukras machta biyama shemchashash bia shakol modem bezeh ach kedushin pei deal yoshev b'ksuso bezeh yoshev b'ksuso iloy amachloka shapadas b'shal torah b'memish alav shal sikuv heich amr makas ishtoni leish Israel meish Israel b'bigli osa ishtoni leish b'bigli osa. What are you kidding? Valo inyan akreva b'chol arayis kosuv El kol sher b'sol lo sikav v'nida lo kosav b'furish lo sikav v'nenu kosav b'eshes ish. And it's mishum nizirah schol schol l'kama lo sikav ken kol advarav ena l'isim and alav l'azel shol lo sikav. That's what he's saying over here. That's what it means. Pligid Rav Pedas. That's what it means. What he's saying over here is that Rabbi Pedas and others are arguing as far as others are arguing and saying, no, who be big do, be he be big do, us. You know why? Because of the chashash bia. Chashash bia. Okay? Oh. But there, right? So that's the question. So I think now we're ready to look at the Gro again and see how what he's coming out. With this background, with the Ramban we saw twice, let's read the Gro one more time. Ki ma'ayin espe nicho. Kamin and Shamu pligid Rabbi Pedas. Ayin Pekan, etc., etc. What is he saying over here? He's saying the hashtag korach muchach to be bosa v'cholov al korach mutter b'shinui. Has to be mutter b'shinui. Why? The imlokein lo muchach de pliga. What do you mean? If it's mutter b'shinui, right? What's he saying over here? He's saying over here, who adin lechol emanida, dami b'bosa v'cholov, and it says in the Gemara over there, makes a comparison. And don't compare it to Shechiva. That's Asim in Atar lo Sikrivu, because those who argue with Pedas say it's Asim Midoraisa. So comes Arabosai, what does it say? Fakert, Muchach Kapira Shemishin Shotosis. That the only reason we're Machmir Abosai when it comes to the Ishtonida story is for the intrinsic violation of what? Of what? Of Kriva itself. That's why it says that it's us. Ad kan rabosai de Vilna Gaon. To chazer the third time, I'm going to read it to you from a beautiful sefer called the Megillah Sefer. He's one of our favorites for him. He has a whole piece about this. He has the same kasha as we say. I got it from him. Why the Shulchan Aruch? Why is he Mekel? You can't tell from our Gemara. The second pshat Tosfos is smoother than the first pshat. What is going on? He says, you have to have the gra. And he explained, I'm just reading, just chazer again one more time. And the ayin yet the besugya, I'm reading it to you a third time. Let's read it again. Okay? I'm just going to read it to you one more time just to review, to get it straight. Oh. It says in Maskana, lo mishim chashash hergal aveira, el rak mishim isa lo sikavu, sho isa atzmi. What does atzmi mean? Independent. Not exera otu. Independent. Teda says over there, Rav Pedas denies Osikru its mutter who be bigdo, vibe bigdo. Even though he agrees that there are chokos be ishto nida, it's a mefurish mishnah. Must be mishem hergal aveira, you should be mekel. You know why? Four words. Come on, the two of them are ika. Ika Deus and Ika Shinoi. Aye, we paskin, it's Usur. We paskin, it's Usur Bietzem. Kuruva Beneim. Whether it's a Doraisa, whether it's a Dirabonon. Babalule Zos. We said our Chokas of Lito Abiachalila. Hoya Mutter. Umizelam Duarishonim Lahatil Leinian Achila De Heke Vishinoi. Because it's Ika Deus, Ika Shinoi. And there is no equivalent of Sikavu. Lechatichas of or the kosher cholov or lechatichas gavina, meridik, and the pirush of the gra before the ramban and asogus, osi shapa mashenog olam lahakol bezel and the doctor shulchan aruch, after besugias hagemar chul and kuvzayin, hoika kaperishenid betosus as the riff in the ramban left it out, adayin eshlonu mokol lahater besugias hagemar b'shabbos. Hope you chapter Rabbi Say Chazer a few more times. You'll see that the Gaon is saying is Mamish Torah Emes, called the Ramban's interpretation of the Sugya in the Shabbos Yud Gimel, which is against the opinion, interpretation of Rashi. Okay, Rabbi Say, I don't want to go any more into this, but it's merited. But we will, in the last half hour of the Shir, we'll see that this, the Harachoka that we do Paskin like in Nida, and the Harachoka we do Paskin like in Bosa Bechola, although they're very similar, are not identical. They're not identical. Take a look, Ramosa. Take a look. So the Sidrei Tara, those who learn Nida, maybe some lights from it. The Sidrei Tara, one of the classical svarim in Hilchos Nida, with the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, thank you, that the Shinui works in Nida the same as it works when it comes to Basa B'Cholof. In fact, the Sidrei Tara, wait a second. All the Shinui achieves in Basa B'Cholof is that I won't eat from your cheese, you won't eat my salon. When it comes to eating Rabosai, you all know that eating together leads to greater closeness on many, many levels. Many levels. Sometimes it's purely on a charity level, you have a Nachnosos Orchim. Sometimes it's a Stamakacha, friends get together, boys and boys, it's Stam get together. they're going to study for a test to go, well, but they come. And it's boys and girls, got to watch out. Food is a major, how should I say it, unifier. We hope to learn sometime during this year, according to the syllabus, we're going to learn Hilchos Bishulak. Chazal and Pasach. Chazal knew very well that eating has a major social and even potentially romantic effect. Okay? So, Frekta Sidrei Tara, very nice. I'll have a placemat, and you won't have a placemat. Good. That'll remind me, I won't eat your cheese or your salami. But boyfriend, girl, and husband, wife, have to be careful not to become too intimate. How's this placemat going to make a difference? Answer to Sidrei Tara. Amazing answer. Says the only time Chazal prohibited is that the two eat together. Lo yochal hazavim hazavim. So as long as the placemat will prevent the husband from eating the wife's portion, memela, they never made an exerts. Meiridik. Fowl's gone, it's a two-step. And a chinami. If sitting together would be a problem, it would be a disaster. But not. Only if they eat together, it's a problem. Chazal asked if they eat together. But if this placement will stop me from eating, it stops me from eating basa b'chol, it stops me from eating with the wife was anida, but mainly you'll never get to eat together, you'll never get to the second step of kiruv. That's what the Sidrei Tara says. Now, this has been the case. Open up to your pischei tshuva over here. Simen peiches, sivkotten, dalt. Please open up. Simen peiches, sivkotten, dalt. See what it says. Simen peiches, sivkotten, dalt. Everybody have? Simen Peches, Mishrei Tshuva, Sivkot and Dalet. Here we go. That's the Mishrei Tshuva as follows. Heker. Ayin ber heitev, ach mi shokha bosa v'chul. It tells him it's typo. Fine. Ayin Tshuvas Masas Binyamin. Simen Kuf Yud Beis Emtzat Shuva. The Mash Masham, the Gam Acherim Ochlim Al Shulchan Zeh Mutter Af Below Heker. If others are at the table, it's Mutter without a Heker of a different table, a different mapa, a different tablecloth, a pitcher of water, a big untouched loaf of bread. There's an Odef Mim Also Shemeker. Ayin Shom, for Ayin Mashach Asavdi Kuf Tzadihei and Uchas Nidah. Rabbi Isai. Who said this? This is not his own, the Master Gentleman. The Ra'ah said so. The Ra'ah in his famous Sefer called the Bedek HaBayis. I already told you. Comes up with a major Sefer this year in the Chosposim B'chol Terum. It says, Torah HaBayis in the middle, by the Rashba. The Bedek HaBayis on the inside, the Ra'ah argues on him. And the Mishmeres HaBayis, written anonymously by the Rashba, who defends the, not surprisingly, the Torah Sabbais. Hamachaber, he calls him the third person. That was the style in the medieval times. Today they say, what's this plagiarism? What, I don't know what that was called. Call something else. They plagiarized, he just is defending himself anonymously. Okay, that was the style in those days. So the Mishmeres Sabbais says, no! The Mishmeres is in Bayis Zion. At the beginning of Shar Beis, it's Hichos Nidah. We're never going to get to Shar Zion by Zion. We'll Gimel Dalet. Tawas HaBayis has many batim in it. Okay. It has to go Bayis X Shar. Mm-hmm. Bayis is the broader one. I think in the Shar is within the Bayis, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. I've mixed it up. I think it's Bayis Zion at the beginning of the Shar Beis. You look it up. You have a Tawas HaBayis. You look at that. So the Mishmeres HaBayis argues. Walter Osei. The Isur is Mishum Chiba. That's what it's all about. That makes a lot of sense to us. Chiba. Chiba. Affection. Rabbi said, what do they say? Two is company, three is a crowd. Right. You're married, you know it's true. Baruch Hashem. Two is company. Three is a crowd. What's that? Get out of here. You get out of here. Get lost. Right. Three is a crowd. How can you be romantic with your wife if there's someone else there? Male or female, it doesn't work. Baruch Hashem, it doesn't work. That's why there's no Issa Yichud when someone else is there. That's exactly the point. That's Terah. Slowly. If that's the case, It's a matter of chiva. It's against the Sidra Tara we said before. To come out, if there are oz right, that somebody else will be matir Rabbi Osai. So that means somebody else achieves what? He only achieves one thing. He knocks out chiba. Rabbi Osai, no one's afraid you're going to fall in love either with the piece of meat or the piece of milk. So that's not, having someone else there is a total irrelevancy. So it shouldn't work. So the Masas Binyamin should be wrong. It shouldn't work over here, having someone else there. It shouldn't work. Teretz is, we have the Sidra Tara from before. No. Don't talk to me so much about Chiba just by just sitting there. As long as I can stop it in the tracks, you're not going to eat from that person's wife or husband's plate, we're safe. And the Shinu achieves to do what? Achieves exactly that. You're not going to eat from the other person's plate. Same as by Basar B'chol. Okay, so Rabbi Osai, if that's the case, having someone else sitting there should be a total irrelevancy, because you need from the person's plate. Rabbi Osai, oh. So the Bali HaShulchan asks this question, the Megillah HaSefer asks this question, it's like this. We pass on the maskana, and the Shinui, who be big dough, he be big dough, does work from the perspective of Chashash Hergel Aveira. It works. The reason why it doesn't work is because we're afraid of what? Lo Sikhu Vulagala Sem, as the Vilna Gaon said. The separateness from the perspective of Chashash, Ika Deus Nika Shinui, works. So therefore, Abba Osai, there are all. Said what he says, that Shinui is going to work, and we can even pass it that way. It's possible. But you know where? By neither. But by Basa B'chalov, why should it work? As a matter of fact, no one looked it up, but Basa Masas Binyamin Kuf Yud Beis, Rabbi Osai is talking only about Nida. He's not talking about Basa B'chalov. If it's hard to rely on someone else, Rabbi Osai B'chalov, that's one thing. So you have a case where Rabbi Osai, somebody else is going to work for Nida, but it will not necessarily work for Rabbi Osai B'chalov, because the point is to stop the Chiba, I think, at the stage. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, there's another cool. What's a din, Rabbi Osai? Look at the Prima Gadim, Sif Katan Gimel, and Sif Seidas. Very important. This was, the Spanish people came to ask me this question this morning. Kosav Bach b'shem Rashal, the b'yoshim rechokim zemizeh, b'chdei she'ein yochol livshod yodav litam yochol chavero, shari ledivrei hakol b'lo akeru. Very nice. Terrific. Good. What do you say, Rabbi Osai, when it comes to Nida?
If you're going to use the same logic as before, it should be us.
Exactly. All it achieves beyond arm's length, you're not going to just quickly pick some food away. It's a question of chiba. Maybe the chiba exists. It's beyond arm's length. I don't know what's the romantic. They'll sit at a table, you know, they go to a restaurant, they give you a big table. If you're on a date in a restaurant, you like a small table. Unless you want to try to dump her or something. But you want a small table. We have no small table, sir. Only one table is left in the whole restaurant. Then it's like, what are you going to do? So you'll sit on the side by side. No, that's in this restaurant, you're not allowed to do that. You have to be one opposite the other. So you're sitting here and she's 5 feet away. You can't reach that long. Still chiba. You should check your restaurants out earlier, but when it comes to dates, make sure you're going to the right place. But it can happen. As a matter of fact, I saw in the Megillah Sefer, he says he thinks it should be awesome. He quotes one of the Gedolei Olam, I think it's Rav Mordechai Gross, part of Simcha, who says that it's mutter. He derived Nida from Basa B'chalov, from this Sif Seidas, And he, Baal Megillah Sefer, says, with all respect, I don't see the two are necessarily the same. Because one is a question of eating, and one is a question of what? Of chiba. Oh. Part of Sinu Kuf Sadeh says, Yud Aleph, the hat that be open is there, but Lomba be Kbosa Becholot. And I already asked the Kashan, what am I saying for Anita? Who said it's true? Patience. Be patient. Don't, the last word hasn't been said yet. Be patient. Rabosai, I wanted to suggest that if the boyfriend is, the husband and wife, if he's sitting here and she's sitting there, how much chiba can there be already? You can argue that they're too far away from each other. It's not. L'yochol azavim azav al shulchanachos means they're sitting right next to each other. I wanted to argue this point. I'm going to show you this in a moment. Rabosai, what about an individual, a private citizen, who's eating by himself? No one else is in the room but him. He's eating a milchik meal, and they're preparing for Shabbos, fleshiks. It's Thursday night. When I grew up, Thursday, we always had milchiks. It was a milchik Thursday, But they're making the Shabbos, they're preparing for Shabbos. They're right next to me, and then... no one's eating but me. No one's eating. No one's in the house. They all went out shopping. They went to hear a shiur. No one's home but me. I'm eating here. Milchiks, and right there is flesh. What do you say? Oh, no problem. I'll put a mappa. I'll put a picture. I'll put a vase, a menorah. Who said it works? Who said it works? What does it say in Agamar and Shabbos and Gilos? Iko what? Shinui v'iko what? Deos. There's no deos over here. I'm on more by my lonesome. Maybe it should be awesome. The Chachma Sodom wanted to say it's mutter, but maybe it's awesome. However, Abosai, this in turn depends on a very important yisod. How do we treat a mappa? Can we treat a mappa, as Tosu says? Mappa is what? Like the other Akeirim. It's over here, Beferish and Tosu's Kuzayim and Beis. Tosu said, Mefurish, Mappa Cheres, Havi Ke'ein, Shtei Tfisis. It's considered to be the same table with two Tfisis. Then it's going to be a serious problem. Serious problem. However, you look at the Agos Mordechai and Shabbos that the Grover kept reference to, they got an impression it was a different mappa. It's like a different table. A different tablecloth is treated like a different table. Then it should work. Then it should work. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Osai, the Megillah says for himself, "Recholkem zemizeh, as the work be yichidi, ulai gams demo rak shechashash deyes." And the body of Shulchan, he calls him a supik. Yeah, Yosef Nire says Megillah Sefer. Shahete mishum sheba ofen ze ein onech shav sheochol imo al Shulchan echod el al Shulchan acher. You can't gam be yochid yeshavte mitam ze. This is the very last words in Siman Peches in Megillah Sefer. Abed Tzorachim. If this is the case, in this situation, he's not going to sit on the same table. Then why did he say over here? What is the same case before? Rechokum zemizeh, I can't reach. Is that the same case? Rechokum zemizeh, I can't reach. Here he says, in the end of Simchot and Gimel in his Sefer, at the party Simcha, is matir from Basa B'cholof. Not necessarily. Minayin lono jerofen zeh, shioshim rechokum zeh, like a reyus. The Lechor Pashim Shat is that there will go zeh reyus if they're sitting on the same shulchan. If it's not considered the same shulchan, reyus is a very subjective term. Obviously, if he thinks he's going to do an aveira because of this, he shouldn't do it no matter what. As the Ritva says, anything which is going to lead to bad thoughts, he shouldn't do. From the strict halakhic perspective, how can you answer this if it's not considered to be sitting on the same table? I perhaps a little bit of a problem between the last line of Sifkot and Gimel, where he wants to be machmir in the shayla, and at the very, very last one of the whole simon, where he says it's like a different table. Hamashad, if we can resolve this apparent contradiction. Even the Chochmas Adam agrees that Yochid is more chomer than two. But at the end of the day, he's mekel anyway. Just letting you know. Fine. I want to discuss with you the last part of the two more important hours for today. The last part of the Ramah says you shouldn't drink from the same cup. You drink that flesha, you drink that milchix, etc., etc., etc. Before Shirama, what happens, Rav Gosai, if your custom is when you finish a meal? I'm sorry if you're not a yeshiva bacha, everyone does this. You wash the dishes. I both say the married men here should learn to wash the dishes. Someone told me a story. This is for my one of my Thursday shmoozing, that he was invited before his marriage. He went to visit Rav Pam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, for a chosn shmooz. They give him a little bit, give him a chizuk before his marriage. And he walked in. Oh, come out to Shabbos. He came out to Shabbos and rang the bell. Rabbi Palm came to open the door with an apron on. He was washing the dishes. He said that was more important than the whole shmooz, what he told him. But he saw that when your wife is tired after a long Shabbos, you wash the dishes. Bachrim never wash dishes. Bachrim. Once you get married, the dishes have to be washed. So the question will be, what happens over here? I'm reading to you in the Sefer Bari HaShulchan over here, Rabbi Osai, in Simen Peches, Sivkotten Chav Zayin. So we have it, look it up. Sivkotten Chav Zayin. Towards the very end. Yuzihirim Shlolishtos Mikli Echad. Yeshtis, because it's Chav Zayin. V'madichin es akli ben shtia zel shtia zchavero, muto lishtos shneem mikos echad. I'm the Biur. I looked in the viewer and asked the following question. How could it possibly be permissible, if quoted from the Knesset Dolphi, Sivaheter, how is that possible? It's against the Mefurish Adin, Rabbi Osai, in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, a Mefurish Adin in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Sadi Aleph, Rabbi Osai, Sif Beis. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Simen Sadi Aleph, Sif Beis. Shavuot. Interesting thing. What does it say? Sadi Aleph, Rabbi Osai, Beis. Komidi deboy hadocha kigon laniach sarheter tzonen b'kara shalisur tzonen also lechatchila dilma ochel b'lo hadocha. Hey, if you need to rinse it off, you shouldn't do it for fear you will forget to rinse it off. See here too. Why are we afraid? What a great kasha. That's the kasha of the biurim. Meridik a kasha. Yes.
I don't understand the kasha over here. He did wash it.
No. But the fear is going to be, good question. Hold on a second. So maybe I skip a step. Let's go slow. Right. Skip a step. Okay. I read you the biurim. Right. You're asking a good question. Slow. Let me read you as follows. Kshemadichin kli ben shtia l'shtia u'melishona b'zeh. Excuse me. Mashmad hedatan lahatar kein afilu b'she'ein darkam l'diach ha'kli ben shtia l'nikiyas. Ash osim kein rak lahatir hashimash b'osu kli. B'chor ha'kosha yipaskan tzadi alas of beiz v'chol midi d'boi adocha osu l'chatchila hecha d'ein darkam adocha d'ilma mishtri v'yocha b'lo adocha. In other words, even if you did wash it over there, it's still awesome. You may forget. Maishna. That's the answer. He wants to suggest his file, based on the Ramah. The entire Lush of the Ramah is V'yiyu Zehirim. Zehirim. He never said it's an absolute prohibition. It's only a Chumrah. Why is it only a Chumrah? It's going to get stuck. When the milk guy on the cup and the flesh guy in the cup, nah. I feel in the baklepiv, even if it gets stuck on his lips, the fleshiks shemalon nidbak b'shamalakos. Who says it's going to go from his lips onto the cup? But I feel nidbak alakos, Shemaloch Noga Chaver Bepiv B'Melka Mahu B'Kos. Hey, Rabbi Say, how many? Come on, the average cup. How many lip widths are on the average cup? How many? Give me a number.
Four.
Four.
Nine.
Four? Not more than that, seems to me. I would say eight, maybe something like that. Eight. So, chance of 7-1. But even if you won't hit a jackpot, he touched it with his fleshy lips. You're gonna touch it with your milk lips. So chance of 7-1. You're gonna hit there a different part of the cup. It's only as a heroes. It's only as the heroes have a right to be made. As a matter of fact, Rabosai, take a look, open up the Gemara. We haven't got the Gemara hardly yet. We did open the Gemara. A little bit more. Hagos Ashir Rabosai, Perek Ches, Sif Chof. Take a look and see the source. Perek Ches, Sif Chof. Perek Ches, Hagos Ashri, Sif Chof. Take a look. Kosa B'tshuva. Minutes to Rabbi, it's on the side of the rush. Minutes to Rabbi Kolona Rabbi Yehuda. Shloyu Shosim Kshaochlim Basu Gvina Mikos Echad. That was their minig. Bafilu Mishmuch. What? Bafilu Michulak and Alashokha. Abel Isura Leka. Elim Ishmael Chokoyose. Mefurish Nagos Ashri. It's not an Isur, it's only a what? As the hearers. It's only a hachoka. The problem is, Rabosai, you look in the Divrei Chamudos here in Tzidkot and Kuv Beis, he throws in the word which we don't like. He throws in the word which we're not so happy with. He uses the word over here of Asur. He threw in the word of Isur over here. He says, he quotes Hagos Ashri. Sounds like it's an Isser. The Shach also in Sifkon Ches is Isser. I don't know. That's, if it's Isser, then really it's stuck with Kasha. We'll assume like the Ramos said, it's only as the heroes, and therefore when that goes there, Rabosai, you're going to forget to rinse it off. Okay? As long as you normally rinse it off. There's room to be makel, and I think many people have only one set of glasses. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Glasses. So we'll get to the later. Maybe one set of glasses for the flesh, look. Because you always normally rinse it off, and then I made a gzera, so you're going to forget in this kind of situation. My last point, Rabbi Osei, for today is something amazing. We had mentioned before that in the olden days, Rabbi Osei, the olden days, we made a quick allusion to this, they had very small tables. You ever learn Pesachim? 2 years with the Pesachim. Okunes HaShulchan. They took the Shulchan away. Rabbi Say, you and your living in your dad, this huge mahogany oak. I don't know what word to use there. Table, which is weighs 100 pounds. And you're not Okunes HaShulchan so fast. If you win the Olympics in weightlifting, you're going to be Okunes HaShulchan. Other than that, what about kind of, where are you going to put it? Huge. The olden days, every person had his own individual little what? Little table. Ever see those things sometimes? Some places, they give you everything, you have your own little table, and sometimes also a certain restaurant, so they're not the fancy ones. Everyone has to put his pizza on his own little table. Now you have your oak on the table. That was the meaning in those days. You see, Chlor from Sochin, Ogre and Sashul. Comes the Meiri. Here on our Mishnah with a striking comment. We have over here, Abosai, a contrast between the Shulchan Sheochlin Olav and the Shulchan Shesodrin Olav. What does that mean? We have, Abosai, a distinction, right? That Ochlin Olav is Osur, and Sojin Olav is Mutter, correct? Am I correct? The Mefurash Mishnah, correct? Kuf, Dalit, Amud, Beis. We have it right? Mishnah Mefurashis? Right? Right? But what's the Mishnah talking about? What's the first word of the Mishnah? The first word in the Mishnah of Osai on Kuf, Dalit, Amud, Beis. The first word, what is it? Got it by heart. Mishnah is about Peh. Oh, correct. What about basar? What about basar? Never thought of that, huh? What about basar? Doesn't say. Comes the Meiri with the following comment. The Meiri says, the second mission of the Perek. Okay. Here. The Eiz of Shulchan Amru. B'shulchan Shulchan Olav. You know why? Tells you why. Shemitoch Katnus HaShulchan. It's so small. It's all little dollar. It's just this little tiny thing, like a desk. Umishu Shadayim Shaba Hatos Matsuyasha. Avo Shulchan Shesodin Olav Tchilas HaTavshilin Vadvaram Shadim Mechel Nesuda No Saint Zeb Tzazeb Enechosh. You know why? Because it's so big. That is why. Because it's so big. It's so big. He tells you earlier. It's not Xera. Shemitoch Shashulchanos Shem Ketanos Hayadava Motzi Biyosa Liga Zubizu Ubolecha Mechavera. And you can even Xerachas with respect to Oath. Okay? The impression is conveyed that Shulchan Shem Esadin Olav is Mutta the Gamre. Right? It's by Boster as well as by Oath. So the impression is conveyed by the Meir. So what will happen, Rabbi Osai, with respect to a big table that we have nowadays? The Knesset Agdola Paskins, believe it or not, that nowadays that we eat at big tables, I know this sounds shocking, has the status of Shulchan Shesodin Olav. You don't have to worry about this whole thing. The whole Shulchan Olav went out the window. The big tables. Whoa. My boy said, don't pass it this way. It is a Meiri. Knesset Gdola suggests it, but halacha lemaisa, everybody else disagrees. So we have to be machmor on our tables, even though they're big, to be with all the hidurim and the hirusin of this sukkah. Any questions, Rabbi Osai? Yes?
Why is it
Mashmah is by Basar as well. I'm sure. You're talking about Sudashodinolov.
Yeah.
Sudash Sodinolov. Hold on. Somewhere here. The impression is conveyed that you do the exam, because you may do it with respect to a behemoth. And the reason why Shulchan Shesodinolov, there's no such there because it's mutter by behemoth too. It's a simple read of this Meiri. Although Rabbi Osai, the Aruch HaShulchan is mekel like the Meiri, but the Ravan asks it. There is machlokas Rishonim poskim this issue. Rabbi Osai, tomorrow not only are we going to eat lunch together at 12 o'clock, please come. We're starting probably the most lemaisa degasugi of the whole year. The famous 6 hours, and everybody told us with the 6 hours. And so tomorrow we'll start that sugya b'siyata d'shmaya.